So yeah, let's do this then. All right, yo, can we begin? Is that cool? All right. Tara, Mahadevan, how you be?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We have a jam-packed studio.
We do. Hella people.
I know. We have, I think at this point, the official corner store, Photog, Rena, in the building.
We got the official corner store photographer and the official corner store snack provider, snack connoisseur, snacktress.
Snacktress.
Incredible.
Snacktress.
Incredible.
Snack is looking like a snack. Okay.
Damn.
So then we got Kevin Cuban.
Okay. You know, first of all, how are y'all doing? Rena, you good?
I'm good. Just seeing these Sour Patch Kids.
Those are mine. Amazing.
I'm so glad.
Well,
I'm
bet
so,
you didn't even gone. Eat.
I did. I had two. You didn't see me. You saw me.
Marlena, how are you?
I'm great.
Could you have those door knockers on, which are very fresh, very flea today.
Door knock? Oh! Yeah, door knockers.
Yeah, no, sorry. Literally. That's what we used to call them in the 1980s.
Oh,
no,
that makes sense.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm kidding.
Amazing.
Oh, okay.
Just stay with me, Marlena.
I was like, maybe her age, they don't call it that.
Yeah. No, probably not.
We call them like bamboos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've heard that.
Really?
True.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And the voice that you do not recognize necessarily.
We will.
First of all, I want to say that we're really grateful and honored to have you in the corner store. I will say, came in fresh dipped, looking like a West Coast Michael Jackson.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I mean? With the
also, we're twins today.
But you gotta ask him why he's dressed like that.
We will.
right now.
You know, Dennis Elliott is AKA on the gram D Designs, and is an incredible art director, and I, in this moment in the city of Chicago, one of the most prolific, profound, vibrant photographers,
my friend.
This in the true. City, which like also means if you're doing it in the city, you're doing it for the planet, because Chicago does it bigger and better than everybody. So without further ado, y'all, make some noise for Dennis Elliott.
Wow. That was
bow, bow, bow.
No, but these are facts. So, all right. So, Rena, from Jump. So, why? Yeah. So, tell us about your fit this evening.
Yeah. So, I just came from my company's holiday party. I work at Havas, and the theme was 80s. So, I just had this in my closet. Shout out to Jada. She's a really good friend of mine. She sold me this jacket. I was like, here we go. This is amazing. I had it for like a month, and it's my first time wearing it.
Well, so. It's a lovely fit. You look very fresh.
You got the red. Like me, we both wearing red bandanas. Red.
No, yeah, you guys matched on purpose.
And our red shoelaces. I was like, Dennis, what color are you wearing? Because I have to wear the same color.
You guys are all sorts of like gang violated up in here.
I
but
know.
Before we
gang,
before,
gang, gang.
Look,
okay, I'm done. It,
before we start, we do have some treats for you.
Wow.
All right. These are gifts
snacks.
For you. We have this, I'm gonna save this. We have, first of all, out the box, we have some chili picante plantain chips. I hope you enjoy. These are fire.
Okay, you might have to open.
You might have to
like
share
right
those.
Now.
We also have some sour sweet Sour Patch Kids.
Wow, y'all in the same way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Those are for you. Or you like those?
I love this.
My brother also rocks those heavy.
Like, I love it.
It's bad.
You're like Birdman hands.
And I've never seen these. I've never seen these in my life. But they are Cheetos baked. 50% less fat, Flamin' Hots.
Oh, we in it.
Remember, I mean, Flamin' Hots that are
Hell's conscious, but not.
I know, like Hell's conscious, but like, you know, your hands still gonna be red, your mouth red,
but your body. A temple.
No ulcer.
Yo, can I tell you, it's still also messed up, but they will match your jacket.
Listen, your hands, you got some red hands.
Yo, it's all.
You wipe it on your shirt.
Don't matter.
You can't see it.
Don't matter.
It's all a vibe. It's all a look.
All right.
No matter what.
All right, man. So look, so let's go back. I mean, like, where are you from?
I'm from here.
You are
Chicago, Southside, born and raised.
Yeah.
We also really like sound effects. So if you want to eat some,
yeah, feel free.
The mic.
Also, don't be bashful about sharing.
Kevin's out here like, I'm home.
No, I literally put all that corner store theme in my
head.
Whatever you want.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Do what you want. They're your gifts. You don't have to pop them
but
all.
But also, you can share them.
But also,
I love the. All right, hey, listen. I will take some plantains, is all I'm saying.
I mean, if you're going to give it to me, I'll leave it.
Yeah, but where'd you grow up?
So, yeah, I grew up on the south side of Chicago. Back then it was called Washington Park. Now it's Woodlawn.
Mm.
63rd and Cottage Grove.
Mm-hmm.
very interesting time in my life, for sure.
How so?
So what? Well, I went to Beasley.
Oh, I know people from there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Really?
Is it crazy?
Time.
Is it that crazy?
Yeah, because the way Chicago schools are.
I don't think it's that crazy.
It is crazy. Okay. I think it's crazy. I probably know some of your friends. Okay.
Probably. So I went there for 7th, 8th grade. And then I went to Woodline Community School from like kindergarten to 6th grade. And I think, yeah, Southside made me 100%. I grew up with my parents.
What'd they do?
My dad is... like technical coordinator.
You were like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to like,
you
what,
put me on the spot.
I might have like, to call
what's,
him.
What's like the right term? But like, it, like, he worked at a chemical plant where they make like lotions and soaps, all that stuff. For, like,
Aquaphor.
Right.
Probably. It's possible. It's possible.
Perfect for eczema. Just letting you
know. Our non-sponsor should be
actually,
our sponsor.
It's
listen.
Super possible.
Yeah. Okay.
So he did that. Like almost like he's still doing that. Like 20 years.
Wow.
My mom was like a bank teller, and now she's like a nurse. So she does that now.
That's
and,
a
yeah.
good gig.
Take care of your money. I'm taking care of your money. I'm taking care of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a jump.
You really? Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to make a body is my temple.
No, more of those jokes.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was rare to like where I grew up to have like a household with both parents. But and I grew up, I was just different the whole time. I feel like I was like
how
that.
So?
I was that kid that wore sweaters and was like into like anime and like read comic books and whatnot. I was a nerd.
Yeah,
was just like totally fine. But like, I'm like dark skinned. It's like always like, and I'm like, I'm on Twitter a lot, so I see like all these conversations pop up. And it's just like being teased for being dark skinned or like being the one that talks like white, but like also having like a lot of issues with like violence and like trying to dodge gangs and all that good stuff that comes with the South Side. But
so talk, because that is interesting. I mean, I think one of the fallacies that and the reader just in Lior just did a really good Lior Galil just did a nice piece about this, about the fallacy of the,
rap
of Chicago of people reporting about Chicago.
Oh, right.
Is that, you know, that there is this, you know, this ridiculous distinction between some of the communities or at least some of the genres of Chicago rap. And so came up on the South Side. You are, you know, perceptibly like a I wonder if this is also the power of the internet, is that, you know, black nerddom is also, you know,
very
you find each other
now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But find
absolutely.
Each other in the internet era, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But then the perception is that like folks who live in the neighborhood who are also wrestling with the day to day of navigating the neighborhood, even though maybe you are into books or into anime or into whatever you're into, right, don't also run up and associate or have to navigate street organization culture.
Right.
So as a young person, you're navigating this
every day.
What's that like?
It's tough, man. Like, life's a lot better now. And I try not to think about it too much, but like growing up, I was just angry all the time because it's just so hard to fit in. Like, we both look the same, but yet you see me so different. But like the costume is the same, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's something like that. But like when I go to like other neighborhoods, or like I'll go to my dad's job for like go to work day or something, and I can't really relate to the white kids either, you know? So it's
right.
Like, where do you fit in? And you find a few friends, you know, whatever, but you mostly just alone. You're just like frustrated and just like getting fights all the time, just like, you know,
it's, I mean, it's kind of hard. Like that, you know, like being biracial or being bicultural.
Yeah,
you know, like
absolutely.
I understand that because I feel like I'm bicultural, so it's like being pulled and pushed by these two separate worlds.
Absolutely. You get tested a lot.
Yeah,
like,
right,
just like get, you're like a target, I feel like, by everybody.
So when did you know that you were kind of beginning to be different in your community?
I think it was like maybe like 7th grade. I feel like 7th and 8th grade was just like a bad time for me.
Isn't
like,
it always for everyone?
Like,
yeah.
6th grade
yeah.
sucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Universally agreed upon.
Yeah.
In the corner store. People
like
trash. Yeah.
Because at Woodline, for my kindergarten to 6th grade, I had like the same people, right? We were all like together from like kindergarten to 6th grade. And then I went to a new school and it's just like hard to fit in. It's like we moved that year, I think. Or a little bit before.
Same area?
What? I was like on 66th and Kim Bark, and then we moved to 63rd and Cottage Grove. Okay. So it's close. Yeah. It's close.
So same school district or
same, whatever. Yeah. And that's when things started to get bad in my neighborhood. Just like it was a point where we were like doing block parties, everything's cool, and then
New neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then just like, yeah, 63rd and Cottage Grove. So it was kind of rough.
But, what year? What year is that?
So I was in 7th grade. I had to be like, what, 13? I'm 23. I'm really bad at math.
Yeah, no, that's
so
okay.
10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2008. Yeah, 2008. Yeah, that sounds familiar. That
right.
That time.
Okay. And so, yeah, so you begin to note that you're different. At what point do you begin to kind of be invested in art, in the visual space? Mm-hmm. At what point do you begin to take pictures?
For sure. I feel like when I turned 17 was the first year and became it was like the first year of like this Dennis. Like that was like my first year being like the first form of this Dennis to like today. I just finally like made peace with myself. And it was like at 19 when I got into like art, like for real.
But how? What was your like entry?
Yeah. So I grew up dancing. That was like a Southside.
Right.
Thing.
No, yeah. You're an amazing dancer. How did I forget that?
What kind of dance?
Footwork.
Sure. Oh, wow. So I saw you at the Migos show, and I was like, he out here though. You got all the moves.
Thank you. I just like to have a good time when I can.
Were you in a crew or were you?
No. I was just like it was the one way I could just like communicate with others. It was like, or really to us, for a long time, I just like practiced in my room. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go to the rink?
Oh my God. So, like, for a long time, me and my dad would go skating. Like 5 years, I think. Five, maybe even longer. We used to just like go to Glenwood, go to the rink, mm-hmm. and like skate. But then I would go to the juke parties with my cousins one night. Woo! Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
What,
but, like,
what were they like? Those parties?
Whole bunch of people dancing, like people. A lot of people that shouldn't be there, little younger kids that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Allegedly,
but they're doing it. You know, and then you see like the older kids getting it, killing it. You know, it's like, oh wait, what? Okay, then I like try to save that, take it back home, practice a little bit, or like actually see like that's like I think that's the first place I saw like grinding, like actual like.
Yeah, that I remember like the first few experiences where I saw that, and I was like, what is that? Y'all weird.
Like, I was like,
like at school dances, I was like, turnt. What is y'all doing though?
Very turnt.
That's just like every day at a party. Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, yeah, now it's like, they get it put up there.
People are getting it, man. So
they
yeah.
are indeed.
Yeah, but like.
Was that your first creative expression, dance?
I was like drawing, actually. When I was younger, I used to draw like a whole bunch of Sonic stuff. I collected Sonic comics. And like me.
Oh,
and my,
the Hedgehog?
Yeah,
oh,
Sonic true. The Hedgehog. Okay. Crazy, right?
I was like, Sonic. I'm thinking, yeah.
Seattle? Right. Supersonics?
Yeah. No, definitely not.
Okay.
me and my childhood best friend, Michael, and like, it was like a little group of us. We just would just draw all the time. This is what we did. And we just have like these comics, and it was just like Sonic. I look back, like, how did that happen?
It's like fan fiction.
Yeah.
The visual space.
Yeah. I think we, because like me and Michael went to preschool together, and then like we went to like the same after school like program until like we were like 13.
What after school program?
First Presbyterian after school. It doesn't like happen anymore. But,
yeah,
like,
but
yeah.
The church is an essential space for gathering and maybe alternate kinds of activities.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
No, I mean,
oh,
just,
okay. if they got juke parties at the church.
No.
But the church oftentimes will kind of, you know, take a lead in creating safe spaces for young people in
dope.
A community that
that's
maybe,
like what,
yeah.
That's like what happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I used to spend my summers and whatnot. So, yeah.
Dope. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Chicago Military Academy, Bronzeville, for my freshman and sophomore year. And then I went to DeVry Advantage Academy for my junior and senior year.
Well, wait, so if you go to military school, does that mean you're like trying to be?
No.
Okay, it's just like
like it's possible,
right?
But like at that school, it's like that's not the goal. The goal is to get you into college.
Okay.
Like, but if you go to Army, like cool, or you go to somewhere to services,
because there's like the Phoenix military, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of. I mean, that is.
I'm just not accustomed to that. So
of course, because that is one of the sinister aspects of Chicago public schooling is that they've militarized public education.
It's just crazy.
Well, it's criminal. honestly.
Right. But I just don't expect that to...
No, because why would a sane person equate public education with militarization? In part, it's because, you know, we expect, you know, young people who are poor and primarily of color to also fight for a country in the name of imperialism, right? Mm-hmm. So why do you leave that school?
So, that was also an interesting time. But I had got mail saying that DeVry wanted me, right? And my mom was like, you need to do this.
Why? Why would she even think that?
So about DeVry, what I did there, I went to high school, but also took college classes. So.
Right, that's the college thing, right?
Mm-hmm. DeVry, okay. I did a dual enrollment, so when I graduated college, I had my associate's.
Oh, so you a pretty smart
okay,
motherfucker.
You
okay,
out here?
No, like, listen, I mean, I might...
You about to toss your hair like...
Okay, I mean, SAT, 1600.
I know, like, but now it's 2100.
49.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Not even.
You out here with... You can't even get that score. No.
I want everybody to know, like, I'm not a smart guy. I just know how to work hard. So that's what that was.
Okay.
I never, like... have been like naturally like, oh, I know how to do this. I just have to like study,
okay.
Which I hate doing, but I can do it.
Okay. So, so you transfer, you get your associates at the same time. I mean, I don't even understand how that happens because I was not a good student, but.
Associates is like you can do that in 2 years and then you move to bachelor's.
But exactly. Simultaneously, you're completing your high school degree along with college credit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
But what college courses are you taking?
So you have the choice of like NSA, it was like Networking Systems Administration, and then WGD was this web graphic design. So I did web graphic design.
WGD sounds a lot like a gang.
It does.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta be real careful. You'd be like, I take classes.
Classes.
There was this meme about this basketball team that won like the
GGD gang.
Yeah. And everyone was like, y'all know what you taught. Like,
you won what?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Also, what does that stand for?
GDK?
I'm putting that. No. The GDK scholarship. No, I'm talking about the scholarship that basketball won. That basketball team won. Not the other one.
Right.
But it, you know, it wasn't clarified. Anyway, we can keep going.
All right. But so, So you do all that schooling. So talk about that transition, though, into the visual photographic space.
Absolutely. So, like... Bronzeville was, I went to Bronzeville because I felt like I needed more structure in my life. It was like a really bad time. Like I was fighting a lot. I was just angry. I was like, am I physically
fighting?
Yeah, okay. 100%.
Like, and you're, I mean, you're not like the biggest dude in the world.
No,
and so,
not at all.
Why were you fighting?
Because I didn't, like, I would never like try to fight somebody, but if you touch me, it's over. You know?
Okay. True.
Like,
don't like, touch D Designs.
It's like.
I feel that 100%.
Can you fight?
I don't know. I haven't been in fighting in a long time.
I'm you look like, scrappy.
Like,
yeah, definitely. Wiry, scrappy.
Okay, I'm like,
I left that part of my life behind, you know? Like, I'm trying to be better. But I haven't fallen in like 4 years, you know?
So you
that's
go?
Good. That's
you
good. That's good.
No, let's go.
Wait, why? You guys are wearing the same bandana.
I really like calling it sparring.
Sparring.
Like the Dreezy song, Spar.
But like, the thing is like, you will get tested until you like. Like, people will test you unless. They know, like, oh, that's
not to fuck with you. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't say anything, it's going to keep happening. I'm just right. Like, nah. So, it's just really to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had to deal with that a lot. Like, my relationship with my parents was really bad. So, I was like...
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Like, I made my mom cry. Like, I fought my dad. And I was just like, I need to...
You fought your dad?
Yeah. And I was like...
May I ask why?
He just, like... I love my dad. I really like respect him, but sometimes he can be a bit of a dick. And he's like, he laughed in my face one time. I was like, dude, you don't even take me seriously.
Will you sucker punch him then?
No, he came up to me.
For real?
Yeah, he came up on me, and then we had to like.
That is some dad shit, though.
But honestly, like I've heard my brother say this though. Like sometimes guys just need a fight.
Yeah,
like you can't be talking about shit. You just gotta like.
Yeah, and at some point, like fathers and sons might like square up.
It might happen.
And it did.
Yeah. It's in a lot of movies and shit. You know.
So that's real. So what? Who? What happened after that? Or who won? You good?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good.
Hey,
no,
was it like 32-0? Dennis won. Like
no, we didn't wrestle. We was like on the ground there, and we was just like, my mom was like, no, you know. And then
it was just on some, you know, you gotta get that shit out.
Yeah, then he like went to the shed, and then I had to go to my room, and then like my sister didn't live with us at the time.
Wait, he went to the shed?
Yeah, he like has like this work.
Yeah, right. Okay. It's like, is that his man cave? Yeah,
I know. Like, slash, y'all live like on the prairie.
No, we were like, and then he went to a shed. He like has like, the shed in the basement, and you know he does.
Oh wow.
Oh, you got a basement like, shed, not an outdoor shed.
No.
Got
like,
you.
My dad's like a very like hands-on. Like we always like had like summer projects making things for the house. He just did stuff for like forever, and then like my sister like had to come to the crib and talk to me. She talked to him. Like I had to apologize, but like
sister, younger, older,
older.
Okay, because she wasn't living at the house at the time.
I'm 23. She's 35.
Oh wow! Okay.
And how many siblings?
It's just us.
Okay, are you cool with her?
Well, I love my sister though. We're really close.
What does she do?
She is. I don't know the term right now. But like she works with kids and like it's like a what's
might be called a teacher.
No, it's not a teacher.
Okay, all right, no.
Bye. It's kind of like what they do a program with culinary arts, and she gets these kids into that. And
oh, then, dope!
Like, they go like across the country and like they're like building in the South Side of Chicago right now.
Oh,
like,
that's
getting
dope.
Kids like really involved and interested in like pushing them into that.
That's dope. Cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. She's been working with kids all her life. She's awesome.
Nice. All right, so you have all of this. I mean, essentially trauma.
Yeah.
Right? and then how do you get to pick up a camera?
Right, like, you know, you're are you still dancing, you know?
I mean, I just danced at this party, yeah.
No.
Just now.
Just returned from dancing. I'm sure you tore the dance floor up in your red outfit.
Oh,
but yeah.
No, I mean, but like you were dancing and then like what was like, you know, you stopped dancing.
Okay, yeah. Let me take you to
Please.
So I was drawing, right? Illustration. And I feel like if I kept going with that, I could have been really good, but I stopped. Like, it was like 5 years of that. But I started really early, like, what, 10? Maybe 8? But did that. Then got into really into dancing. Stopped that. I don't know why. Got into poetry and spoken word. And, like, I wanted to be an author at one
what,
point.
What? When are, how old are you?
Right now?
No.
When you got into spoken word.
Yeah.
I was like in 6th grade to like 7th grade. So like, what, 10 to 13? I was like, I'm going to be an author. This is going to be a thing. Shout out to my 6th grade teacher, Miss Glover. She was like really involved, like my English teacher. She was awesome. But now I like hate writing now. But like I really
don't say that to us.
No. I have a great appreciation for writing. Absolutely. But
I don't know
myself.
If you do.
Me myself. I'm just like... But just off of that, I got into swimming. Not really like a creative thing, but I was like into competitive swimming for 2 years.
Cool.
Got good at it at one point.
So is there no overlap? Like you just jumping from like
yeah,
around,
just like, I'm just
trying
like,
to find out what's good.
Yeah, like what's gonna be my
thing?
Yeah,
what's your sweet spot?
It just kind of happened like naturally, mm-hmm. And then like what I was like the ride got back into dancing. Did like this dancing class that this another student was teaching, but also at the ride I got like my first like. Smartphone, like I got like my Galaxy.
So you're
S3.
In college, like the end of high school. I mean, the end of high school.
In high school, like junior, senior year, I got like a Samsung Galaxy S3, and I finally got Instagram, right? And around that time, I had I was using my dad's old camera to take photos. At that time, I was just like taking selfies. It was really bad selfies.
Oh my god! Can we post them?
Can we put a few of those up, please? That's come on, maybe for the show.
Yes.
For the
yo,
show.
That was almost a yes.
I mean, for the history books, man.
I don't mind. This
oh,
is
okay,
so,
okay, okay.
Like, if you do like a side by side, though, like, you
all right,
do,
like
update,
2003,
let's go.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
2017.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay.
Okay.
So a lot of selfies with your pop's camera.
Yeah, and then when I got the device,
did he ever look at it and be like, "What the fuck are
no,
these?"
No, he never got the camera. He had his own thing. I forgot a Sony CyberShot 9000 or something. He never got it back. Like, no, he never saw any of those. Thank God. So when I went to DeVry, I met this kid, Bakari, and he had a camera. And I was like, because my dad's a photographer. He's a hobbyist photographer. He's done weddings, like all these. Like, he's always had a camera. He's like the family documenter.
Buried the lead, by the way. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, right.
That's incredible.
What's your dad's name?
Dennis.
Also?
I'm a junior.
You're junior.
Dennis Jr. and Dennis Sr.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
photographers.
If you had a if you had a boy, would you name him Dennis?
I don't know.
Dennis the Third.
I'm kind of just for that, honestly.
Dennis the Third
is raw. That, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so, also like the greatest rap name ever.
I'm like, I'm mad. You know what I'm saying?
Just like, It's like, yo. I don't know who my baby mama is, but Dennis the Third.
Put it out there.
You'll be damn certain.
Right? We gonna name our child. Yeah. I already got a name.
But, cause like when my dad, he's like, you know, this really like responsible guy. So I'm like, you have a lot, you have to have a lot of money. You have to be really responsible to have a camera. But here was Bakari, 17 years old, 18 years old.
Just out here with the camera.
And with the camera, I was like, whoa. And at the time, I was like, oh my God, this guy's awesome.
He's very responsible.
So I was like, I mean, okay. Like, I was doing graphic design at the time, like at DeVry. So I'm like, oh, maybe I should try this, you know? And then I was using my dad's old camera. And then I got like a job at DeVry for 8 weeks. As like a student assistant, and I saved every paycheck, and I bought my first camera with like a Nikon D.
Shout out Nikon
5100. No shout out.
Oh, shout out not Nikon.
I have some opinions.
I rescind
about them.
The shout out.
Wait, no, keep the shout out. Okay,
I like Nikon.
I have some opinions about them.
Okay, okay. No, all right. Photog battle.
I know, right? Let's go.
Right. Also, we could use a sponsorship.
Aquaphor, Nikon, Sour Patch Kids.
Let's get them all in.
Let's go.
Yo, these Sour Patch Kids are pretty much gone.
What is
Canada
that?
Dry?
Oh yeah. Yo, did you see me tag Canada Dry?
I did not. Photo but. Let's go. So yeah, so I you know, so you, but you, if you were saving up for a camera, you knew that you were invested.
Yeah,
literally. But also, I mean, all right, so I guess I want to go to that point from photography became your thing.
Also, yeah. Like, what are you taking photos of?
Yeah, so at that time I had got when I finally stopped taking photos of myself. And
Yeah. How did I forget
also,
so quickly?
Also, I still see photos of yourself on the gram, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay. Okay. My memories are just like red and orange hues.
Yeah, which I'm so excited to talk about. I know. Yes. So brilliant, beautiful.
Yes.
We'll get there.
Yes.
Like just like every photo
is
a sunset type shit. You know what I mean?
It's like,
but in real time?
It's like, how?
I know, but how?
The world is not as beautiful as your photo sometimes.
But it is, though.
But it is.
We'll get there.
Yeah. So
how do we get there?
When I got on Instagram, I just started posting the photos I was taking and just put them on Instagram because, like, okay, I have photos. I guess this is what this is for, right? So I discovered like this weird group of people that like met up and took photos together.
That sounds like a cult. What?
Also,
who are these weird
the whole
group of people?
Instagram community is a cult. Nah.
But also, it's my favorite thing to go to people's pages and scroll really far down to like their beginning photos because they're shitty as fuck.
Oh my God! It's please scroll down my feed.
I'm doing
I know,
it.
But
I'm
it's
doing
like
it.
Real. Currently, it's so real. It's like
Designs _ on the gram.
Yeah,
like right.
It's so real.
Like if you scroll to my bottom, you'll see like I came from the bottom,
and now you're here. And now you're here.
Like
okay.
Really, just like let's just go. Going whatever. Like I was going to my school. And editing every Photoshop, like, we had, like, a Mac lab, thank God. And I was, like, editing every photo in Photoshop because I didn't have, like, a laptop or anything at home. So I'm, like, literally staying to school until, like, 11, 12 p.m., like, editing my photos. And then, like, going home, which it took me 2 hours to get to school every day.
To DeVry?
Yeah. It's on the northwest side. I'm on the southeast side, right?
So, but early on, what are you taking outside of your own?
Yeah, myself.
Yeah. What do you begin to kind of become fascinated with?
So I was, like, stuck on the south side majority of my life, right? And finally, like, going to the school on the north side and, like, photography gave me the motivation to actually explore the city. So now I'm, like, taking photos of the city and, like, all these different places I never knew about. And because of these people that I was meeting up and taking photos together, they'll meet up in like a different area, right? So I'll come through and meet all these people that I didn't know, and we take photos and I'll explore the area, and then I'll post those photos onto like Instagram.
And talk a little about that group, because that is the thing on IG, which yeah. And 100%. Jokes aside, like, IG has also formed a real life, you know, physical community
mm-hmm.
with people, with photographers.
Absolutely.
Who have taken the shit seriously.
Man, like, it's changed so much. Like, right now, I feel like that golden age is kind of like...
Yeah, a little past.
It's a little past.
Yeah.
But, man, it was amazing. I was 19, 20. I was just going all around the city, meeting people from Instagram, just taking photos and exploring the city. It was awesome.
That is amazing.
It was just so genuine. It's, like, so crazy that it's, like...
Were you the youngest in the clique? Or
What year was that? I mean, about? Was that, like, 2011 time?
I would say for me, it was like, well, I've been on Instagram for like 4 years. It's 2018, so 2014. Yeah.
I was curious as to when y'all were like doing this and where I was.
Right.
Loss.
I was at Columbia, I think.
True. So, what are we talking about? Yeah, meeting up with these people.
Yeah, and beginning to explore other neighborhoods in the city.
Yeah, which is so crazy because I'm just meeting strangers on the internet. But literally, right. like, I could tell you, like, it was like 90% of people were genuine, amazing people.
Is there something
it's
different?
It's like now, though.
Now
Instagram
is different.
Is just
now
like,
it's different.
I deleted mine because of it. It's just too much.
I know, we got to get you back on.
Well, I got the podcast. It's good. We good.
We good. We good.
Yeah.
Is it true? Is there something right at Shy Corner Store on?
Yeah,
the
right.
Gram.
I plug myself.
Yo, is there something different visually between the South and the North Side that you began to realize, or were you just beginning to notice things broadly?
I mean, I've always noticed that Chicago's segregated for sure.
Yeah.
Like you can ride the red line from 95th to Howard. It's like,
see that?
Wow.
Yeah, right.
One of the most stark examples of segregation in the city is on that
on
red
that
line.
One. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So
shout out to your jacket.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of red lines. Anyway, am I alone in this? Anyway, okay.
I got it.
Sorry.
Not anymore.
Alone. Yes.
Yeah, primarily and universally.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go crazy. I definitely a lot of differences, but also similarities too. Like houses on the north side, like by the lake, look like the houses on the south side by the lake. Like I don't know if people have noticed that, but I'm like, damn, what y'all got this? Like this old brick, like yup. What? You know? So that's interesting, but tons of differences for sure.
What are some of the differences?
Vacant lots. Like, Northside doesn't have vacant lots.
Yeah.
Southside, it's just, like, everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trap houses.
Red X's.
Red X's everywhere.
Wait, I don't know what that is.
Like, the red X's
on
the buildings?
Yeah, it's what a city will put on the building.
If it
burns, the fire department is encouraged to let it burn.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
People just being like more involved in their communities and things like that. Were like so at one point we had it, and then just like I don't know.
On the north side, you saw them being involved in a community.
Yeah, oh. Just like doing like having like little gardens and shit. Like they're just like what? That's awesome. And what, I don't even know like one right now that I can think of that we had.
Yeah, I guess it's not really a Chicago thing. I've seen that all over New York.
It is beginning to change. I mean,
yeah,
it, you know,
right.
My man is like on 57th and Perry doing urban gardening. Mm. There's a lot of like urban gardening in the Pullman neighborhood now. And so that is beginning to change. But at that time,
right.
It was stark. When did the Gram begin to take shape for you? Like, when did you know that it was a thing?
Was
because,
like,
I mean, because right now you have like 81,000 followers on the Gram. You're like a Gram superstar.
Really out there? Yeah, you
right?
out here.
Yeah, I mean, you're a Gram superstar.
Oh, man, wow.
You're Gram famous.
Oh, wow.
Social media.
But right, no, but that's
even
real.
Even on Twitter, you got hella followers. I don't know how many, but I knew it was a lot.
30,000. Let's go.
Hey.
Okay.
I have 30,900.
I'm going to just say that's real. Like, it ain't a big deal.
I just followed my own.
That's what he's saying in his head. He just don't want to say it out loud.
True,
he don't want to flex.
That's good.
He's trying
no,
to remain
but,
humble. You trying to remain humble?
But
sit down.
But when did you know that it was beginning to be a thing for your own art?
When I joined Instagram, I was just shooting whatever, just doing whatever. And, like, for me, I was just, like, so enthralled by photography. I was doing every type of, like, fashion, portrait, streetwear, like, architecture, nighttime. Like, I was just doing it all. And I was just learning so much and just, like, testing it out. And so I finally, like, oh, I like weird portraits. Like, this conceptual thing, yeah, this is my thing, okay. And what was it, 2 years ago? I did an internship for Havas. I was in college, and I took a break from college to do this three-month internship because there was, like, a competition, and I was one of the 7 people to win. And at this time, I was just a kid just shooting photos on the street, and there was, like, 7 of us, and everybody else had just graduated out of college, like, in their field for the advertising. And here was me, like, oh, I like photography. And it was a really tough time, but I learned, so much in those 3 months, and it really kicked my ass.
What are some of the things you learned?
Like, art direction, just, like, where to find better art, just like the where like those avenues, like those places that have things, more programs. I got really familiar with Lightroom. That's like I think that's when I actually got into Lightroom. Meeting like copywriters, art directors, Jason Peterson, like people that just think big and like forward. amazing. So it did wonders for me. And then that was the year, I graduated college in like June. Yeah. And then I did freelance for 6 months after that. And that's when I was just like,
that's doing hard. My thing.
Oh, I was Hustle. Broke.
It's
I was broke.
I know.
real hard, but I'm glad I did it. I had
no. Like, it teaches you how to work.
Yeah,
and get it. Secure Absolutely. The bag, as they say.
Absolutely.
Now,
who are some of the photographers who you were influenced by?
Like, Chris Preacher.
Okay. Let's talk about
that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who is that
give
and
me
why?
Context because I don't know. Yeah.
So Chris Haney used to work at Avaaz. He as a content creator. He's doing great things now. I don't really know what he's doing, like specifically, but he's always doing great. He's a drummer actually.
And, great things I don't know about, but
right,
hey.
Right. But he's been phenomenal for so long. I think he's a drummer in a band called Maps and Atlases.
That sounds familiar.
But Chris Creature on Instagram, he's been, like, his color work, his composition, his storytelling, I've always just been like, oh, about.
That exactly.
100%. And then I got to meet him and became now we're friends, and I cry every time I see him.
It's pretty cool.
I feel that.
I have tons of inspiration now. It's so hard to name them all.
But do you, like, stand for a lot of photographers, you know?
Stand. Like, because like if I have to stand for you, then I have to like know you as a person. I feel like like I gotta know you, like,
but also you gotta like be really in depth and like understand the root of how, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
I like that rule where if you're gonna stand for someone, you gotta know them.
Kinda wanna
well that's
know
why
that
I don't
about.
Really stand for a lot of stuff, you know, so when I stand for something it's so particular,
you know.
And I just know, you know, the root of the shit,
right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So, all right. So, after you were freelancing, you got...
That's when I started. I got hired at Havas. I was, like, freelance for, like, a month or two.
Right. And so, break down just, you know, what is Havas and what do you do with them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, Havas, worldwide agency. We have one in Chicago. The best one in Chicago.
So it's in other cities?
Yeah. Okay. Our headquarters is in New York. We have...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Other ones, for sure. We are a social media agency working with, like, American brands to, like, do cool shit on social media. Mm-hmm. Which is, like, this is how I'm just going to break it down.
So it's a social media marketing?
Yeah.
Okay. I just always thought it was, like, a marketing agency.
It's, like, advertising.
Oh, advertising. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's the better word for it, advertising.
And what do you do with them?
So I'm a content creator, so I'm responsible for making photo and video work for our clients there and, like, pushing... For like new innovative stuff that I love to enjoy.
So what are some of the brands you work with? And
so for a long time I worked on Ragu Bottoli, like the sauce and like
Ragu.
Oh,
sauce.
The sauce. Wow, the tomato sauce.
And Bottoli
oh,
oil.
Like the sauce. And wait, and what?
Bottoli oil.
Oh yeah, fuck it up with the olive oil.
Yeah,
okay.
So I did that for a while.
You love Italians.
I do love Italian food for sure. So I had to.
Did
love
you
Italian.
Like extra love? Did you get like a lifetime supply of ragu and Bertoli?
No.
Damn.
No.
You should have requested that.
I probably should have, but it's all good. And then I moved to Atlanta for 4 months.
I know. I wanted to ask you about that. What
you
were working on?
Then I worked on Coke for 4 months in Atlanta because we won that business last year. So
also it was a Havas.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
didn't know that.
Havas.
Okay.
So we have an office down there. So I work with them. That was like a great experience.
But how do you like Atlanta?
Atlanta's dope. Atlanta's amazing.
Yeah.
I love Atlanta.
Amazing.
I've never really
Atlanta.
Been.
Great food.
Yeah.
Amazing people. Wow. It's hot.
But like the music though. Did you get into the music there?
I didn't really get deep into the music scene. Like, I wish I could have. I didn't have time.
Yeah.
I was still working. I was going bouncing from Chicago
to New
York.
Yeah, you were here a lot too.
To Chicago.
Yeah.
To Atlanta.
How is that working for brands, for an ad, for a marketing agency as a creative person who is in the world creating their own stuff.
Right, do you feel like limited or boxed in? Or I mean, not talking shit, but
no.
Like, you know.
Yeah, no, that's a real question.
We can get deep here. Cause,
please,
like,
let's do it.
Let's go.
Because 2017 was a very, like, interesting year for me.
How so?
Where this was, like, my lowest year. Like, I felt, like, the worst I've ever, like, felt in a long time. Like, I want to say depression, but, like, I was just in a lull, right? I was just, like, frustrated because I was going so hard at Havas and for my own thing. Like, literally every day I'm shooting for Havas and then constantly for Havas and then going home constantly for myself and doing all that.
Yeah, you get burnt out, right?
I got so burnt out. Yeah. And just like I'm just requested to create every day, you know, or like be involved in some way every day. And just like you get tired for like yourself and others and then like for freelance stuff as well that comes through. So like I got some amazing opportunities this year, but I just had to like work through it.
Yeah.
Atlanta was like a really good time for me to just like be by myself.
But also like a new context, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel more inspired while in Atlanta?
I didn't feel inspired for a long time. I feel like I just got back into it like 2 months ago. But like
through what? It just
I didn't create anything for like, I don't know, like four or five months. Like I probably did like a shoot once or twice during that time. And like
for yourself?
Yeah, for myself. And then I went to Japan in April, March.
Yeah, I think we met right before that.
Yeah.
Right on Jaime's podcast.
Yeah.
Shout out Jaime. Shout out Dynasty podcast.
Yeah. Amazing.
And that's where
I guess
met
Jaime,
and,
but okay.
Yeah, Jaime. That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just
about saying names correctly.
Yeah,
thank you.
And you were set to go to Japan. So I thought, I thought this was just like, because you were going to make your own work there.
I was just vacation.
A vacation, okay.
Really vacation, and I thrived so hard.
Yeah?
It was so amazing, and then I came back home, and I was just like, oh.
Did you go by yourself or with homies?
Oh, no, I went with my, like, fucking ride or dies. Like,
oh,
yeah,
word.
It was like 10 of us. But
that's
like,
that shit.
Like,
wow.
My
yeah.
core group of friends, so it's like 5 of us, we all went, and it was amazing. It was awesome. It was like, I was just like so alive, and then I came back home, and it was like a
like
little
rejuvenated.
Bit,
No. Oh.
I was just like,
oh, well, you
like,
said, yeah.
Like, I could, like, turn a corner and I could make something in Japan where I came here. I'm just like,
But it's new. That's the thing about traveling, you know?
It's new, but it was like, it was fit for, like, when I say, like, Japan, like, that side of the world is, like, fit for, like, what I shoot.
Uh huh.
Yo, it was, like, perfect. It was perfect. I could,
Well, so let's talk specifically about what you shoot, about your aesthetic, right? This is kind of where we were going before. You know.
Well, it's like, but also like, where do you enter your aesthetic?
That aesthetic,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, where do you find your beat? You know,
how do you figure that shit out?
Yeah.
So as I like review myself as a creative, like I feel like I'm very inspired by my childhood because like I was reading these sci-fi novels, those comic books, and like watching these sci-fi movies. It's basically what my art is now. I like consider it to be like cinematic conceptual portraits, and like
that's the aesthetic.
Yeah, never thought about
that's
it.
That's what it is.
Cinematic conceptual portraits.
Yeah,
it's
a bar.
It up.
Yep.
It is. It's also very specific.
Yeah, that's what I do. Which I have great appreciation for like other things. I think I want to branch out a little bit next year, but that's definitely my main squeeze. So.
But how does that come together? I mean,
yeah, like,
from,
how do you
from anime?
It out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Man,
I mean, is there like anything, even from anime, is there anything that, you know, dancing or, you know?
Like, in my work, I try to capture the climax because, like, there's always, like, the dual tone. And, like, in these photos, like, it's the moments where the characters have to make a decision or it's, like, it's an action. I really love those moments. That's why it's usually two colors. Like, there's two different emotions happening in that photo. It's, like, story and something happens after that. Right, so I'm a big fan of like action movies and whatnot, and just like things happening. Like as I look back, like as I actually learn things, like actual art terms, and whatnot, is like orange and blue is a very popular like theme in action movies. And I was like, I was just doing this just to do it.
Orange and blue.
Orange and blue.
Okay.
And you shoot for the Bears, which is amazing.
Right.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, I know, which is incredible.
I was like, oh,
I'm like, that's right in your lane.
Like, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Nice. So I was like, oh, I just felt like natural about this, but I didn't know this was a thing, and it is. It's so like when you see like the themes of color in cinema, it's
well,
awesome.
Cinematically, what are the films that resonate?
Like Fifth Element, Blade Runner, the new Blade. Oh my God, the new Blade Runner. Did y'all see that?
I haven't seen. No.
Oh.
I haven't seen.
Woo. Yo.
Woo.
Yo, that's my favorite movie right now, like ever in like history. I think
it got Wesley Snipes.
Ryan
I heard
Reynolds.
It was bad though.
Wait, isn't no, Blade Runner? I'm thinking of something else.
Well, Ryan Gosling. Whoa, Ryan Reynolds.
You're thinking of like
Ryan
Vampire
Gosling.
Or New Jack
yeah,
City.
What's that? Wesley Snipes movie
Blade?
With the blades?
Blade.
Oh, Blade. Blade.
Just straight up Blade. Wow. Wow.
Not that.
I'm not a movie buff, so.
It was not bad. It was incredible.
Blade or Blade Runner? I don't know what I'm
Blade Runner.
About.
Blade Runner.
Okay. But how we feel about Blade?
No, first one was dope. Blade 2 was weird. Okay. No, Blade 2 was dope.
I'm glad
Blade
we have opinions.
I insert Wesley Snipes in every conversation.
I don't remember any of them. I have no opinion, but I just wanted to know.
Blade 3 was weird, but like Blade 2 was tight.
But Blade Runner Blade is Runner. What we're talking about.
Okay,
the new.
What is Blade Runner about?
It's the future.
It's a sci-fi thriller.
Oh, really ooh. I like that.
Yo. It's,
I haven't seen the new one yet. All right.
You got to watch it.
I ain't seen any of the other ones.
Well, that being said, I mean, so are you going to go from 2D to, you know, to cinema to film?
Yeah. 2018 is a lot more video happening. Like, I just been practicing. I just been practicing my own for a minute now, and I feel really confident now. I just did, like, I worked with Red Bull doing video work, just purely video work for the 30 days thing in November.
Did it come out already?
They posted one video so far. Hopefully they post the rest of them. There's like three more after that. So I was super excited to do that, and I'm just excited to like take the next step. Yeah.
Dope.
That's dope.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, just in thinking about all of what you're consuming and all of where you're going, I mean, what does the next few years look like for you?
Oh, scary.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, in your mind, I mean
you're only 23. Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah. I think next year, a lot more travel. I want to just, like, kind of bounce around, see what's out there. I feel like I've just been, like, working a lot. I just kind of want to experience again. I feel like it's how you just really get inspired and just, like, hear the voices of different people that have different experiences. Like I said, a lot more video. Really dig into that. Just being like me, I think I just want to be like D-Designs or like Dennis and just like see what happens with that. Like, really just dog. Like, I never thought I'd get this far. So I just want to see, like, kind of push that and see what else happens. In the end, maybe, possibly, I think I'm like when I'm fit, like, what, 30, 40, maybe I'll be like a DP on a film.
Hey, like, yeah. I think that's that
where,
move.
That's where I'm like heading to.
I would love,
like,
to see that film.
Yes. If it's red, literally, if it's like Belly, but red,
oh my God.
I will die.
Or orange and the blue
right.
that he works.
Yeah. If it's blue, if it's whatever color, if it's just you with the camera.
More colors.
I would love to
year.
See that.
I know.
More.
But it's just like, how do you do that? Like, I was just looking at your Instagram.
Can't
like
give
the
away the
colors.
Sauce. Can't
no,
give
I'm
away
not,
sauce.
I'm not asking you.
No,
to,
I'll,
but
give,
it's just,
I'll give away the sauce.
But it's just like, it's just like, it's so beautiful, and it's, and the tone is always, you know, it's just like such a mood. It's so emotive, you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is this what, like, for me, happy shit isn't entertaining. Like, it's cool. It's great. But like, it's the dark times where I find like the most.
But they're not always dark photos. Like. The ones you took at Swopes at one time, like, those are beautiful.
Which one?
The rainy ones?
Yeah, yeah. But it's said, like, in a moody tone. It's
okay,
not, it's
okay,
not like,
okay.
It's not, like, sad. Like, I don't want
okay,
my photo
I
to be,
you.
Like, you want to cry or anything. But, like,
she was crying while this photo was taken.
Right. Just know it's, like, set in, like, a dark time. Like, it's, like,
right,
that's,
okay.
like, that's how I view the world. Like, and you appreciate light. I feel like you appreciate things the less you have it. So it's always, like, these slivers of light. It's always, like, this little bit of light, which is, like, the, like, used in my work. So it's kind of how it is, like the most vivid slim of light, you just, your eyes is attracted to that because there's so little of it, right? So that's why I really enjoy it. It's like less of something that you really get to see a lot, and then it's just like in this dark world, and it's like, I feel like this is where the most interesting things happen.
Is red your favorite color?
Yellow is my favorite color.
Oh,
same.
I ain't seen a lot. I already knew that. Ochre.
Yellow's amazing. But red, orange, blue.
Yeah.
Like the primaries are just, I just love the primary colors.
Yeah. Well, I really encourage everybody to rock with you on the gram, because every day that I see a post, it really, I feel like it, like, actually brightens the day.
But it's like,
you know what I mean?
Looking at your Instagram, like, there's not one photo that is not good.
You think so?
Yes.
Wow. Thank you.
Like, no, I'm just banging, looking at
club
it.
Banging.
No, it's just like, they're all beautiful. And they're just edited beautifully.
So what are some of the things, what are some of the things now that you are rocking with? What are some of the things that you are paying attention to? Some of the music or films or other photographers, you know, what are the things that you're consuming that you are inspired by?
I'm like, right now I'm super inspired by Brockhampton. I feel like that's so important right now.
That one song, Gold, it's amazing, right?
Like the whole
beat.
Everything about Brockhampton is amazing. Like the fact it's 15 of them, right?
Is it really like I've written about Kevin Abstract, but they all just it's just like so much. They just and they just put out three albums.
Three albums. But like, what, the last 2 years?
In 2017 they put out Saturation.
Saturation came out this year?
Yeah, all three of them came out in 2017, I'm pretty sure.
Been a big year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
Also, they're from Bumblefuck, Texas. Sorry, y'all, but y'all from Bumblefuck.
But that's the power of collectivity, too, when you find the squad.
Exactly.
And they're all so different.
Mounty up, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. They're so diverse and they're so different. They all come together and just, like, make stuff. And, like, the whole group is just, like, well, from what I know, are just friends. Like, from the creative to management to the money, it's, like, all them.
Right.
Who's doing that right now? Like, that's crazy. And, like, I just really expect that. From, like, the music to the visuals. Like, have you seen the music videos?
I don't know.
You rock
them? Yo!
Which ones in particular?
He about to get... He's like, oh,
like,
I'll get
Yummy,
ready for
this. Gold. The Gold music video is amazing.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
They just released two new ones. Amazing.
But they're, like, they're also very cinematic, though, aren't they?
In a different way, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Abstract released that, like, little doc or, like, some
on
like...
On Viceland?
Something like that, right? Yeah.
It's like, you see, like, their Instagrams and, like, the photos that they take, and then you see, like, the music videos, and then you hear the music, and just like, yes.
Right. It's a whole experience.
I really 100%. Fucked with Kevin's, the last project, like, American Boy, or, I don't know.
American Boy, yeah.
Boyfriend? Or something like that. That was good, though.
Yeah.
It was good.
Fire,
I agree. It was, like, a departure from what he was doing.
Right.
Which was dope.
I think they're just going to continue to do that if they stay together, or like whatever.
True. Right. It's just so many of them, you know.
And anything you're reading, watching, any exhibit you go to, any, you know, how do you get inspired on a regular?
Like a month ago, I was in Shanghai and
flex.
Hey,
you know what I mean? I don't know. Last week I was like I was on Mars.
Right.
And I was mining gold in Jupiter, and you know what I'm saying? I just like came up on some like limited edition Jordans.
Right. Low key in another planet.
You know what I mean? It just is what it is.
I mean, Mars is
Shanghai.
It's Shanghai.
But like when I go to different cities, I love to check out the museums there, and like I have some sick photos of it was like the Shanghai Art Museum. I think it's as simple as that. And the art over there is just insane. It's like exhibits that you just get to interact with. It's awesome.
Wait, but how did you get out your funk? You know, like, did we talk about that already?
I just let it ride. Like, every time, like, I get in a funk, none of them have ever been this bad, like, this year.
Well, it's like writer's block. Like, you know, sometimes I have writer's block and you know, I've heard like writer's block doesn't exist, or you know, if you have writer's block, you go and like consume another art from another medium. You know, so I mean, I feel like writer's block is like in every medium is a thing. It's just, you know,
and it could be a depression kind of like, too,
right? Or you're in a lull, or
like before I would just like leave the city. Like I just need to go travel.
I feel you.
But like this year that did not work. Like I guess I got used to it, but I just needed to write it out. For me, like, just had to be by myself and just think about like, what do you want to do that's different? Like, what do you want to actually do? Because you just don't know, and you always want to push your work. And like, right, like for a minute, I feel like I've been pulling out this certain quality, which is like I'm happy with it. But like, you always want to do more. I just like, I'm getting to the point where all the ideas I want to do is just going to cost me like a lot of cash.
Yeah,
and I'm just like preparing for that. At this point now, so I just let it ride. Met some new people. Switched up. Had to like just switch my attitude about
in Shanghai or here.
Here in Shanghai.
You got some pen pals.
Got a few pen pals. Yeah.
Instagram pen pals.
Yeah, we like text each other every now and then. Like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
DM buddies.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
That's weird.
But I feel like I'm not even fully out of it, because I feel like I haven't had a chance to just stop. Like, literally, next week is my vacation. Like,
right.
That's
what comes with, like, having a regular job, right?
Yeah.
You in the grind of, like, churning shit out for someone else, but what are you doing for yourself?
And right. maintaining your own creative process.
Right. And then also just, like, even just, like, things like being on social media and keeping up with your shit so people ain't, like...
Yeah, I haven't posted in 2 weeks. Like, I take my breaks when I need to.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you're so teen, you ain't gotta, you know.
No, this is like,
but look,
like,
the fans are thirsty.
I know, they're like, D-Designs, where you at?
I just got a comment like that.
But, exactly, yeah,
but,
exactly.
But it's just like, no one owes me. I'm an artist. Like, I'm gonna do what I want when I want. So,
right, true. I feel
like,
that.
When I just need to, like, stop. Just stop. Go to sleep. Go the fuck to sleep.
Right.
Hey, yes. Shout out to Man's Back.
I don't like shit. I don't go outside type shit. Mm.
Like, just listen to James Blake cry a little bit. Right. Yeah, it's going to be fine.
Got to do all that shit.
Got to do all
that. Plus, it's winter.
It's winter time.
You ain't got to leave the crib. You just stay at home and work.
Yeah. Exactly. I love winter.
Here we are.
I know.
I love winter.
But that's like
fall,
every person in Chicago is like, I'm in the stew. I'm at the crib. Oh, I can't wait for this project. Blah, blah, blah.
Literally, I don't know. Like, I've noticed, like, people work, like, because winter lasts like 6 months, right?
Yeah.
Like, everybody works during the winter, and then you just, like, thrive off everything you did for the 6 months during the summer until the rest of the year. Like,
that's why Chicago's
wow,
so popping.
Yeah,
like,
shout out. No, yeah. that's so true.
Yeah. Yo, I mean, honestly, man, we know, and we couldn't be more excited for your future, because it is, you know, it's literally as bright as and brilliant as the photographs that you take,
and as the outfit you're wearing.
You know what I mean?
Thank you so much. I'm getting so gassed.
No, man, no, but
your fit is flea.
We're fans, you know, D Designs, Dennis Elliott, the Deuce.
Okay.
Thank you so much, man. Thanks for real. Thanks for rocking with us.
But like, what are your socials again?
Oh yeah,
again?
Where can people holler?
Twitter, oh,
yeah.
Instagram?
D Designs on Instagram. And,
but you got an underscore.
D Designs. I mean, I'm going to be the first one you popped up. Like,
okay,
you put
but,
D Designs.
But on Twitter, it's like underscore D Designs, like,
yeah,
underscore.
Exactly.
I got
someone,
you.
Someone else had it. I'm like, bro, you're really killing me right now. Bro.
And they're probably like a bot who don't even use their fucking.
That's what happened on Instagram.
Account, right?
Eggheads.
Yeah, fucking bots.
Sad.
Yeah. But G, thank you so much, man. Thanks for rocking with us
thank
here.
Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
Pleasure. Cool, y'all.
Shout out DJ Exist for the beat and Langston Austin for the artwork. The Corner Store is recorded at the WGN Radio Studios and produced by Mike Heideman. I'm Marlena, the co-producer, and I also run social media, so follow us at Shy Corner Store on Twitter and IG.